Today, China warned the U.S. of an arms race in the Pacific after the Pentagon delivered parts of a new missile defense system to South Korea. Earlier this week, North Korea launched missiles in what it called a rehearsal for an attack on U.S. military bases. David Martin is learning more about that test.
The missiles lifted off simultaneously. So close together, an infrared satellite looking down from space initially identified those rocket plumes as coming from a single missile. The four flew toward Japan in a barrage intended to overwhelm anti-missile defenses. North Korea said the launch from an airstrip in the northwest was conducted by a unit whose mission is to attack U.S. bases in Japan. Had the missiles been launched from the East Coast, they could have reached Japan. Patriot anti-missile batteries already stationed in Japan and South Korea should have been able to shoot them down if necessary. And the U.S. is now beefing up those defenses by adding a high-altitude system known as THAAD, which began arriving in Korea Monday night, although it will be months before it becomes operational. The missiles launched on Monday date back to the 1990s, but North Korea is developing more modern missiles like this one tested last month. And U.S. intelligence has detected signs it may be preparing to test it again. A U.N. report obtained by CBS News concluded North Korea has demonstrated major technological progress within a short period of time, among other things, significantly increasing the range of its missiles. North Korea is expected to launch several more missiles in the coming weeks to show its anger over U.S. military exercises going on in South Korea. The North Korean news agency accused President Trump of creating a nuclear confrontational hysteria. Secretary of State Tillerson will travel to Japan, South Korea, and China next week. U.S. officials say China is the one country with the ability to rein in North Korea. But so far, Scott, that has not happened.
David Martin.